Sunday, 2 weeks. So it was coming when now?
Not the following, not this Sunday, but the Sunday after this.
Coming Sunday after next.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then what would you call a time period from about the first of the month to about the 15th of the month? You say he stayed about how long?
About 2 weeks, or about half a month.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the term that they use in England for that, for a 2 week period?
I've heard that. It doesn't come to me right
Fort?
Now. Fortnight, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that used here?
Oh, very seldom. Very seldom.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you wanted to know the time of day, you would ask somebody.
What time is it?
And then he would look at his
watch.
And if it were midway between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock, which it is, you would say it's about
3:30.
Or what's another way of expressing that?
Half after three.
All right. And suppose it's 15 minutes later than that.
3:45 or 3:45.
Mm-hmm. Very good. If you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say I've been doing that for quite a
while.
Mm-hmm. And you might say the farmer got a pretty good crop last year, but he's not going to get such a good crop
this year.
Mm-hmm. If a child has just had his third birthday, you'd say he is
3 years old.
If something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
a year ago today.
Mm-hmm. You look up in the sky, which you might do right now, and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
Yes. And on a day when the sun is shining and there are no clouds, you'd say it's what kind of a day?
Bright and clear.
And then if it were a kind of day like it is right now, what kind of day is this?
Overcast.
Mm-hmm. And if it had been fair, which I guess it was earlier today, and then the clouds started coming up, you'd say the weather was doing what?
Changing, or...
Does changing always mean from good to bad?
Well, either way. Good
okay.
to bad, or bad to
okay.
good.
Would there be anything else to mean from good to bad?
Bad to worse?
Well, no, I mean, instead of saying the weather's changing, if it's getting bad, you'd say it's...
Well, quite frankly, we looked up and said, well, things don't look good,
mm-hmm.
or it's... the weather's looking bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, suppose it's doing the opposite, and the clouds are breaking up, and the sun's about to come out, you'd say the weather is...
It's going to, you know, change for the better, or...
Mm-hmm.
It's clearing up.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a heavy rain that comes down all at one time?
A downpour.
Any other name for that?
Cloudburst. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Raining bullfrogs.
Mm-hmm. What if there's lightning and thunder in it?
Well, that quite frequently happens. Thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm. All right, then,
or squall.
If the wind was very high during the night, you would say all night long the wind did what?
Blew, or the wind howled.
All right, and you say the wind blew and the wind has...
You mean it's quieted down?
Using a
subsided?
Form of, using a form of the word blew, the wind has...
You wouldn't use blown, would you?
Mm-hmm. And the wind will...
Blow.
Okay, good. That's another verb, you see. If the wind is coming from, well, I don't know, which way is north here?
North is this way.
That's north. All right, if the wind is coming from that way, you would say the wind is?
Coming from the south.
All right, and would you name the four quadrants halfway between south and east is?
I mean north, northeast.
Okay.
South, south, southeast. East, east, west. West, northwest.
Did we get them all?
I'm wondering.
Have you been all
about
the way
to forget my Boy Scout.
That's all right. That's close enough. If it's raining but not very hard, it's just a few little drops coming down. That's what?
A sprinkle or a drizzle.
Mm-hmm. Is that the lightest there is?
Yes.
Then suppose there's a white mist that's come up so you can't see very far. That's a...
Fog.
And on that kind of a day, you'd say it's a what day?
It's a foggy day.
All right. Suppose there has been no rain for weeks and weeks. You'd say you're having a...
We're having a dry spell.